This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Monday, March 9, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Energy and chemicals group Sasol has reduced its capital expenditure forecast by 40% or 28 billion rand for the next 3 years. This is as it forecasts an extended period of suppressed and volatile market conditions. On Monday, Sasol reported that the decision had been taken in line with its focus on cost containment and cash preservation. The company had announced in January that it was reviewing its 70 billion rand three-year project pipeline in light of deteriorating market conditions. The company also reported that its gearing had been reduced. CEO Pat Davies said that Sasol's deleveraged balance sheet positioned the company favorably to weather the global economic crisis. But CFO Christine Ramon said that the company didn't expect oil and product prices to recover in the short term. Sasol had thus renewed its focus on cost containment, improving operational efficiencies, working capital improvement and capex reprioritization. However, she said that the group was continuing with the pre-feasibility and feasibility studies relating to its large growth projects. Zambia has launched a $400 million power project on the Kariba North Bank, which will add 360 megawatts to the company's existing power generation capacity. The Kariba North Bank expansion is being constructed by China's Sinohydro Corporation to expand the power station's generation capacity to a total of 1,080 megawatts. China's Export and Import Bank provided 85% of the funding. The Development Bank of South Africa provided the remaining 15%. President Rupiah Banda said that the government would spend $2 billion in the long term to raise generation capacity for electric power. Also making headlines, pipe manufacturer Rare lifts its interim headline earnings by over 50%. Canada's Artemis Group says a Tanzanian power project will cost $700 million. South Africa enhances its space participation with the launch of the National Space Policy. And the University of Pretoria says the economic downturn shouldn't diminish the demand for engineers. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.